Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Hey, can you just describe the last few weeks for you, going from, you know, being the team's backup quarterback to now you're starting?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of a, you know, didn't really know what to expect after the first few weeks. And then when Coach told me I was going to be the starter, obviously I was extremely excited and knew right away I had to start preparing and getting ready for that first start. You know, along the way, I think I've done some good things, made some mistakes as well, but every game I continue to learn and grow as a player.
What are you seeing out of this Panther defense?
I think the biggest thing is their front seven. Their front four does a great job getting pressure without having to bring blitzes. And then at the linebacker level, I mean, when you watch the film, Keekly is everywhere. I played against him in college, and he was everywhere on the field in college, and he's everywhere on the field now in the pros. So, you know, that's definitely something we're going to have to take care of.
A lot was made last year, kind of when Shiano came in, of this Buccaneer way, and I was just kind of curious what you have, what you've taken from that, and kind of what that is like as a player.
Yeah, Coach Shiano really emphasizes his kind of core values here, and he really stands for all the right things. And coming from my coach in college, who kind of preached the same kind of qualities that he wants us to be, you know, prepare really hard, be good people, and care about our teammates. So I think what he kind of preaches to us as a team is really good stuff.
How have you tried to stay focused and keep your head down with all of the off-the-field issues with the team? Just how have you tried to stay focused this season, it being your rookie year?
Really, for me, I just try to prepare every week, be consistent, come in every day, and work as hard as I can and not really worry about all that stuff. There's obviously been a lot said about this organization, but I don't pay attention to it. I just worry about what I can control. I can't control any of that, so I take care of what I can control and go from there.
Is there any special significance for you? Obviously, every NFL game is, you know, you want to beat the next team, but is there any significance after spending the time in Raleigh that you did playing the Panthers?
I mean, really, right now, my biggest concern is just getting our first win. It happens that this week is, you know, kind of the team that I saw the most of the past few years while living in North Carolina. A lot of my friends are big Panther fans, and you know, I love the Charlotte area, North Carolina in general. So it's kind of neat to be playing against them. But I wouldn't really say I want to beat them more than anyone else. I just want to get our first win.
Hey, just from the outside looking in, the thing that jumps off the stat sheet from last week was 22 targets to Jackson. Was that a byproduct of what the Falcons were doing, or were there cases now where you want to try to spread it around a little more?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's, one, some of the ones that are given to us, we wanted to throw to Vince. Two, Vince is a extremely talented player, and he's one of our best playmakers, so we want to get it in his hands. And the third thing is, really, I just go through my reads, and if my read takes me to Vince, I'm going to throw it to him. But I think I've also shown in the previous games that I'm going to go through my reads, and whoever the defense gives to me based on my read, I'm going to throw to that. I mean, in the past games, I've been thrown to multiple receivers, so it's a combination of some things.
Greg said he recruited you hard to Rutgers. I'm curious if you took a visit up there and sort of how much in consideration they were in your decision process.
Yeah, he recruited me. He called me a few times. I never took a visit up there. I was kind of set on some other schools, and ultimately, you know, went to NC State. And really, it wasn't anything against Rutgers. It was more just what I really liked in NC State.
Yeah, as recently as last year, you know, Josh Freeman was considered the Buccaneers franchise quarterback, and now he's no longer in the picture. What does that do for you mentally, knowing that you are the guy?
You know, I just I mean, really, I'm going to worry, like I said before, control what I can control, and all that. I mean, it definitely feels good to know that I'm the guy. And but really, when you're the starting quarterback, you can't worry about looking over your shoulder or any of that. So I'm going to play with a lot of confidence and not worry about who was here before or anything that may happen in the future.
Hey, over the last few weeks since you became the starter, where do you see your where have you made the greatest strides?
I think just managing the game and understanding what defenses are trying to do and where our guys are going to be within the whole scheme. Just really executing our offense. We've been able to put some more points on the board each week while I've played. So I think if we continue to move the ball and score points, then our offense will be better because of it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.